It is great to see you this morning. Great to be with you. And so thankful for all of you that are here. We do have, I think the count was close to 150 at our family camp this weekend. And I'm not sure. I know some of them are back with us, but we have had a fantastic time over there and just grateful for the many opportunities that are available. And here, I know our empty nesters, if you're a guest and you'd like to stay for dinner, we've got some folks that would love to have you and join you for lunch, and we'd love to have you stay and be a part of that fantastic time of fellowship. But we're grateful for your presence. Today, as we think about Thanksgiving, I know one thing that most of our kids are not thankful for is that it was back to school time. And I tried to find a few of our fabulous faces scattered around there on the internet. I don't think I got everybody excited about you guys and your back to school experience and all the things that are kind of coming up. And so I hope that you have a fantastic. I did slip back in the old pile, if you can find it. But I'm sorry. I don't know who I just cut their whole face off right there. They're like two that you just have to guess who you are from the waist down. My bad. I don't know who that. Sorry, I don't know. Anyway, we'll figure that out later. And this is the crew that's up at camp this week. And just fantastic next year. Same time, same place. It's a great, great experience and a lot of fun. Look forward to that every year. But today we continue our study on the power of prayer and the importance of prayer in our lives. One of the acrostics that has often been used is that idea of the acts of prayer. And it's interesting that as Jesus would teach his disciples to pray, he would use many of these same things in his formation or in the formation of that prayer as he taught us to pray in saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our debts as we forgive those who have debts against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And today I want us to think about that third component, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in August. That's all. I mean, if we could have sweet potatoes and melted marshmallows on top today, that'd be just perfect. But Thanksgiving in August, it's kind of a weird thing. We have opportunities to be thankful any time of the year. One of the great things that I remembered from our school days is our president would speak, Dr. Benton would speak on Monday morning to our little kids, and he would catch them through the halls all week, and he'd be like, hey, what's something you're thankful for this week, and what's something you're thankful for? And the deal was, when he said, thank you, God, for, and he would say, whatever you're thankful for. And they would be like, thank you, God, for pizza. And if you agreed with it, you like said, amen, you know. And so, he took all different thank yous, you know. Thank you, God, for our parents. And they'd be like, amen, you know. Thank you, God, for puppies. Amen. And moms and dads and puppies were pretty close to each other, just so you know, on the amen scale. But there were so many different things that every week we started off with this chorus of amens and this list of things that he had heard from the kids. Thank you, God, for football. Amen. And thank you, God, for, you know, hamburgers and amen. I mean, everything. I mean, it was coming. Just kids had just, and it was awesome because in their little hearts, there was a spirit of thanksgiving that was generated every week. And it became kind of a thing where they would see him out and they would go, hey, Dr. Benton, I'm thank you for this. Thank you, God, for this, okay? Remember this one. Thank you. And sure enough, every Monday we would come back together and he would have many of those things. And that was the kickoff of our chapel that day. Our time of worship was and I think about that, and I think about my life, and I wonder sometimes if I still have that same excitement as an older person about things to be thankful for. It's like Steve talked about with just the idea of rejoicing. Do I find the ways in which to rejoice in every situation? Though it may not be positive in my mind, in the forefront of my mind, can I look beyond the event and see the possible things that God was doing in those moments that I couldn't even realize in the moment? Thank you, God, for. So I want us to think about this idea of thanking God for different things. And so today I want to start with a little something that happened this past week. I got to hang out with Caroline and the Dardens for a little bit. But one of the things, there was this really cool new movie that she was watching called Wish. And Caroline is kind of a Disney movie like guru, sort of a savant, if you would. And I noticed she had her phone. And I was like, she had like 50, a list of 50. And I kind of eased by and I'm like, so Caroline, what's this list? And she says, oh, Mr. Chuck, these are like, kind of like Easter eggs. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like what Disney will do is they like slip different things throughout new movies sometimes that are like references to old things. Maybe it's songs or maybe it's a character that kind of ends up in a different page. And she says, this is my list so far in this movie I'm watching. It's like 60-something things. I'm like, are you serious? And she's like, oh, yeah. This is reference to this, and this is reference. And I'm like, Caroline, you're like a genius. I said, I could watch this whole thing and never see any of that stuff. But you see, what I was figuring out was that Caroline's level of insight and observation brought her 1,000 times the joy in watching that movie that it would have brought me. I could have watched the exact same film and not seen any of those things and gone, it's okay. She goes, oh no, this is like really cool because they did this and this and this. And sometimes I think Thanksgiving's that way. I mean, it's like sometimes if we would just begin to open our eyes to see the things that God has done all throughout the picture of our lives, we would be able to find so much more joy rather than just watching things happen and not even realizing what God is doing. Do we see things differently? Do we see things through the eyes of thanksgiving? And I think about that, and I think about the why that we offer thanks. I go back to the Psalms, and we spent a few weeks in Psalms, but I felt like we needed to start there again. You're familiar with the 100th Psalm. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It's He who made us. We are the sheep of His pasture, and we are His people. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise Him. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And I think about that. And I think one of the reasons I give thanks to God, because it's a command, right? It's something God has asked for. It's part of that relationship that we have with Him. Just a few chapters over in 107, verse 1 to 3, we see that command reiterated and many, many other times throughout the Psalms, but here are just a few. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe, those He gathered from the lands from east to west. Give thanks to the Lord. Colossians 3:17 talks about Him. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord God, giving thanks to the Father through Him. I love the idea of 2 Corinthians when Paul's describing salvation and he says, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Why do we give thanks? Why is thanksgiving something that should be part of our prayer life? It's because it puts first and foremost out the realization of things that we stand before God in need of forgiveness of, who we are. It also helps us to begin to count to create sort of a list of those amazing things that God has already done in our lives, ways in which He has blessed us throughout the years. The why. Well, what about the when? You know, in Philippians chapter 4, that's a verse that we referenced just earlier in a couple of different occasions, but Philippians 4:4, where it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." That's one of those Steve mentioned is kind of hard. I will say it again, rejoice. "Let the gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. And don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, with every situation, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus." So when is it that we should be thankful? Well, he says we're thankful always. In everything, in every situation, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, again, give thanks. Rejoice always. Give thanks in every circumstance. All kinds of moments throughout Scripture where we're challenged to give thanks. There's not a time in which you're going through that you can't find something to thank God for. There's not a situation in your life where you're not going to look at an opportunity and say, "God, there's something here right now that I need. Help me see it. Some place in which I, in this moment, that I can be thankful for." Maybe it's the memories that I'm carrying with me. Maybe it's the joys of a situation, even in a bad moment, that I look back and I go, "Man, this was a blessing for so many years." There are times we give thanks always. But then think about this how. Think about the how. I think about the P squared S. I'm putting that in for you students back to school, right? We're going to do two P's and then one S. And the two P's are this. Number one is this. It's the people. One of the things that you find throughout Scripture is when Paul is praying or when other people pray, there are sometimes where they say, I want to pray. I thank, for Philippians chapter 1, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." Here is the apostle talking to a church, a group of Christians back in the city of Philippi, and he says, "Every time I think about you guys, I say thank you. I'm thanking God for the things that come to mind when I'm thinking about you." I have this shirt on that I put up there with Tim. I thought this was great. Grateful Dad. I couldn't help but think about Mike Moss, you know, a little bit there. But the idea of dads and how dads can be thankful, right? How dads can be grateful for their kids. And then I wanted to share, because one of the things that Tim and his wife Jenny, and they're not here, and so I'm going to share it with you today, that they're doing is they're thinking about people outside of their own family and how they can help and how we can help. And one of the things that they've been involved in is this pregnancy center of Middle Tennessee, in which they look and hear maybe single mothers or unwed mothers or people in situations that are not so good, that they're looking and how can we step into spaces. We speak about being pro-life, but are we doing anything to help the people who are struggling with that decision about life? Are we stepping into those spaces where we go, "Hey, we want to help you in that choice, that decision. We want to walk with you. We want to welcome you perhaps into our home. We want to support you, help you financially. We want to help you with diapers." And so that's something that is dear to their heart. And they've been stepping into that space. And one of the things we're going to do this month, and maybe even into September because of our time frame, is we're going to give out baby bottles. And you'll fill it up with coins like we did last Thanksgiving. We talked about Thanksgiving and we gave toward a cause in our last November. We want to do that this year in October or in August as we think about opportunities to bless people in our area in this way. So be looking for those to come out in the next week or two. But think about what it means for people to be prayed for and thank God for them. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. We spent some time in that book, but did you notice at the end of that book when Paul says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, and with these in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the Lord's people. And not only pray for the Lord's people, but pray for me also, that whenever I speak, the words may be given me so that I will speak fearlessly and make known, for I'm an ambassador in chains, and pray that I may declare fearlessly as I should. And then he begins to name some different brothers in the Lord. Paul's saying, look, pray for each other. Be thankful for the people that are around you. Be thankful for their life and for the things that God is doing in them. He started the letter to the Corinthian church with that same idea when he says, hey, I want you to know that I'm praying for you. And how encouraging is that? When somebody says, hey, listen, I want you to know I prayed for you this week. I'm thanking God for you and for what he's doing in your life. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he said, I always thank my God for you because of the grace given to you in Christ. For in him you've been enriched in every way and with all kinds of speech and knowledge, and God is confirming our testimony about Jesus Christ among you. You see, Paul thanked God for people. And I think that's something we should as well. Paul wrote to Timothy, and one of the things he said, look, I'm thankful for you. I thank God for you, and I thank for what he's doing in your life and what he's done through your grandmother and through your mother. And even as he writes, talking about the worship, I urge you to pray not only for people in the church, but pray for the kings. Pray for those that are in positions of authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives. We should be thankful for the blessings that we have in our country. And we should be praying for rung true again when he says to us that we should continue to remember those in prison as if you were there together suffering with them. Pray for people that are in prison. Pray for people that are going through hard situations. Be thankful and ask God to bless those folks. Pray for those people. Give thanks for our legal system. Give thanks for things that hopefully are happening in the changing of hearts and lives. Give thanks for people that are ministering to folks in those places where maybe they're learning about the gospel and changing their lives. Give thanks for the people. But the second P of that equation is this. When you're thanking God and you're thinking, God, how do I thank you? First of all, think about people that you can thank God for. Your children, your parents, people in the church. Think about people. But then secondly, think about the physical things of life. What do we have to thank God physically for? Well, Chuck, you walked up on stage this morning without any trouble. You walked up on stage. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't see the stage to get to the stage. Everybody doesn't have the strength to walk upstairs. Physically, what have you been blessed with that you need to thank God for that you didn't even think about? You start getting a little bit older and you start thinking about some stuff. You're thanking God in the past tense for those things and how it used to be. But the reality is, we are in a place where we have been blessed, so many of us physically. You know, and I look and I think about, do we say thank you, God, for the things that so often we take for granted physically? God, thank you that I don't have any trouble breathing this morning. Thank you, God, that I was able to physically, I didn't have to walk to church this morning. I mean, that's a physical blessing that many people, Christians around the world, are not enjoying. They're not physically in a building where you are air-conditioned and cooled. And sometimes I stand up here and think, man, Larry, turn off the air. It's so hot, you know. And I'm thinking, no, it's hot in the church in Panama every Sunday. I mean, the roof is like one of those roasting racks. It's just creating a sauna of oven, and the little Christians are cooking inside the buildings all over Central America. And I don't come to church and think about those people until I'm down sitting in one of those seats. I'm thankful that I can sit in one of these seats. We had one occasion where one of these little metal legs fell off, and it's like, It's kind of somebody fell over, and it's kind of funny. That's like a worry for me every time I sit in the plastic seats in Panama. I mean, I double up. I mean, that's one of the nicknames, Dosillas. Two chair man. Tom, we're two chair guys, okay? Don't try the little plastic chairs from Dollar General with just one. The legs go backwards and you go backwards with them. We don't think about the physical blessings that we have. The comfort of a place like this, the walk, the church. I think about just physically saying thank you. Go through the senses. Think about things that you're able to look at and see and say thank you, God, for. Think about the things that you're able to taste when you eat certain things and you go, man, that's delicious. I love this food, that food, whatever. I love a lot of food. Kind of obvious, right? But I love those things. Have you ever thought about what it was like? Some of you have been through chemo and you've dealt with cancer and you had that moment in that season of life where your taste buds were affected. Or maybe you've had COVID and you woke up one morning and you stuck something in your mouth and you go, I do not taste this. And everybody freaked out. You know, physically, what are we thanking God for? Do we thank God for the things that we taste? Do we thank God for the fragrances of flowers that we come across? Even the fact that we can smell something. Was it smell or taste? I can't remember which one it was. Maybe both. But the things that we taste and we hear, do we listen to the birds sing and say, God, thank you for that. That's a beautiful sound. And that all around us, do we find in our senses places to say, thank you, God? I think about the health that we have. I think about the locations in which we live and the blessing of that. Acts chapter 17, one of those verses that, man, I can't remember when it was. I was first opened my eyes to this. But Paul's writing and he's saying to those Christians, he says, man, one of the things that I'm thanking God for, he says, God made the world and everything in it, and the Lord of heaven and earth doesn't live in temples by human hands. He's not served by human hands as if he needed anything. And then he said this, from one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history, and he set the boundaries, and God placed them. You're born at this place at this time because that's what God chose for you when he chose for you to be here. So the fact that we're born in this place at this time into this family, that is a blessing that we should thank God for. You look at families around the world, and every family doesn't look like your family. One of the things that was neat for my kids coming back home from college was occasionally they would come in and they would sit down, and then they would, around the table that Friday afternoon or Friday night, and they would say, Dad, thank you for raising us the way that you did, or thank you for our family, because I realized that every situation wasn't just like our situation. Every kid didn't grow up in the same kind of scenario that we did. And they would say, thank you. You know how much that meant to us? It was unbelievable. What a blessing that was. And I think about, these are things that we thank God for. We thank God for people. We thank God for the physical blessings. But then the S of that is just think about the spiritual blessings. So when you're caught in that space of going, what do we thank God for? What does this look like in my life? Just begin to account, to recount those memories, those things of what God has done in your life. Think about the blessing of inviting you to be one of His children. God's our Father. I can remember Keith Parker years ago doing a lesson where he talked about four of these and just saying, look, this is God's given us a Father. Not only has He given us a Father that we can trust and we can count on, one that's not going to disappoint or make the mistakes. He's the perfect Father. He's also given us faith. He's shown us the way that we can be in relationship to Him, the way that we can have fellowship with Him, the way we can be forgiven in Christ, His Son. And that's something to say thank you for. Not only does that faith bring forgiveness, it also helps me figure out my future. My future in this life, the way that I'm supposed to live, to be light and salt to the world around me. But it also gives me that for, my for. What is my for? You know, I've heard it said that you've been saved from something, but you've also been saved for something. It's not just to one day die and go to heaven. You're saved for something right now. What is your for? And you can thank God for that. That there is a place and there is a work that He has means for you to do and is calling you into. You see, that's part of your future too. It's not just that one day we die and we go to heaven. It's that one day we can live tomorrow. As Sid talked about, I was looking for you, brother. I need a little name reminder, and it was that beautiful face. One day that Sid reminded us of, it's not, I'll wake up this morning and I say, God, thank you for today, but thank you for the opportunities that you're fixing to open up into this day. What are the opportunities He's fixing to open up for you this week? Thank you, God, for my for, as well as my forgiveness. Thank you for my future right now, as well as my future one day throughout eternity. And I look around and I see this family and I think, God, what a blessing it is to be a part of the church, to be invited into a forever family that we are able to support and encourage one another and to be connected to. I think, what a blessing that we have spiritually, that we're never alone. Jesus said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6, the idea, we are blessed on so many different fronts, so many reasons, so many ways for us to just stop and to say, thank you, God, for this. You know what happens when we do that? It's not something that He forces on us. What happens is we realize what He's done for us. We begin to change our perspective on life. And instead of seeing things through a lens of I don't have, or I didn't get to, or I don't, all of these activity, what gratitude does is it takes us to a place of going, man, my life is, I'm really blessed. My life is good, you know? And I love that. I love that space. I love that opportunity to move from a disappointed, a down, I don't have, to a, God, you've been good. God is so good, as we sang earlier today. And so I think about that, and I think about just our challenge to give thanks. And as I think about giving thanks, perhaps the greatest way in which we can say thank you to God is through giving Him thanks through the recognition of what He's done for us. And the way we do that best is not in just our words. It's through giving Him our lives. It's through giving Him our surrender, giving Him our service, giving Him our direction, and saying, God, I want to follow you. This morning, I know we've got a lot of things that as a family we've been praying for, and I hope you know that if you've got something going on, people are praying for you. But there may be a time and a place where you, as a family, want us to pray as collectively. We're here for you. Maybe the case is that you're ready to say, God, thank you for what you did at the cross, and I'm ready to be all in my relationship with Jesus. I want to confess and to be baptized into Christ. Or maybe you want to pray with one of our elders privately. They'll be along the edges of the room, and if there's a way in which we can be a blessing to you, and minister to you through prayer today, if there's something we can do to encourage you, we're going to sing a song of encouragement. You can go to the back or come to the front. Whichever the case is, may you give thanks to God with your life today as we stand and as we sing.